Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right. We're back, Pete. The game that I was so excited at the PlayStation press conference. There was two. There was Control, because I love Remedy. But man, Resident Evil 2 Remake. So this is playable here, and this is for, for PlayStation, that we're the PlayStation version we're playing and stuff. So the demo was 20 minutes. You had a station is unlimited.
I had an unlocked.
Mine was 20 minutes. So it took me a while to get used to the whole thing, because, you know, playing the Resident Evil 2, the original one, dude, you remember the design, the graphics, how it is. It's not third-person view at all like that. So your thoughts, man, because I know you said you're not good at Resident Evil, but there was a time that you were even ahead of me playing Resident Evil 2.
Well, I think what helped, because that first part where we got attacked, I shot and I killed him, but then I attracted the attention of other zombies and stuff like that. And at that point, I was just running. I just ran for my life. I was like, no.
Oh, B is ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother to try to sit here and fight and fend off, you know, three other zombies. I've only got 12, 11 bullets or something like that at that point.
Yeah.
Let me just book it out. And that's what actually saved my life. I glanced over to your screen and, like, you got taken down and you got eaten. You had to start over again.
Yeah.
So, again, it's traditional Resident Evil, you know,
puzzles.
horror action. You've got puzzles. You know, there's this one part where we were playing where you had to figure out, you know, which order the three dials go, and that actually unlocked an open level.
See, I didn't even do that. I was just running around, checking the world, the design.
It took me a few. Once I actually got downstairs where the enemies were, that's when I started going and opening doors, saving people, and then that's when I saw the book and I started paging through the book, which was actually notes from the guy that you tried to save.
Yeah.
And so that, I remembered that. So that's why I was like, okay, go here. Actually, I remember reaching over to Wayne and be like, hey, remember this, lion, twig, bird. And then that actually unlocked part of it, but there's still other parts that we had to do.
Yeah, and the weapons, I know there was a couple zombies. I first of all, I'm an idiot. I always do this also with the older Resident Evil. I ran out of ammo. And this is before I even got the knife. So I was like, I have no knife. I don't know what to do. I was trying to run, but I was trapped. So what your thoughts about the way how in this game you shoot? Because this is similar to Resident Evil, I believe, 4 that came out for the GameCube.
Well, you got to think. In a situation like this, you know, ammunition, weapons, and such are scarce. So you want to conserve those for when you can use them. And also when it's not going to be an attractor to other enemies or other, you know, bosses. In that case, once I got the knife, I started using that as my primary weapon to reduce the noise around the entire environment so that I could focus, I could sneak up, go stealth, kill who I had to kill without attracting others.
Yeah.
So that's what I started doing. And then, you know, that's when your time was up. And so I let it go. But it's traditional Resident Evil. Obviously, this is just a remaster, Ultra HD remaster of this.
Think of it as like
the definitive edition.
Yeah, well, yeah, like think of it as this. When they showed, Square Enix showed Final Fantasy Remake.
Right.
New combat, like the style is different, the same story, it's just a new look. You know, so I'm excited to actually play this once it comes out in January and stuff. So we gotta go here. So that's it. What else you want to? Anything else?
No, that's about it.
That's it. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here live at Camcom E3 2018. Let's go.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.